What's up, guys? Welcome to CineSpeak. This is my second attempt at recording this because I fucked up the first time. Anyway, today I'm joined with Zach.
Wait, I thought I was Mario.
They're not gonna get that joke now. Fuck. Okay. Anyway, don't worry about that, audience. So me and Zach were just talking about how I suck at keeping the podcast going. Because I did the first two episodes and then I kind of give up for a few weeks, blah, blah, blah. And yeah. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing okay. Do you want to talk about your feelings?
What do you mean?
Do you want me to be your therapist?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
It's a pretty good episode to do this too.
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
How are your parents?
What?
How are your parents?
Well, they're okay. I guess.
Anyways.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to go that bad.
So, what are we doing today?
Today, we're going to be talking about the Joker movie that was just released.
Why so serious?
We
live in a society.
We do live in a society. Before we actually... This is a mess. Whatever, it's funny though. So before we get into the actual movie, I was gonna ask your opinion on, like, the uproar before it even came out. What were your thoughts on that?
So this is about mental health and shit, right?
Yeah.
Or no, this is about the shooting.
Oh, possible, yeah. Shootings. Yeah, they brought the Aurora, Colorado shooting from The Dark Knight. They brought that up before Joker came out.
Yeah. I think it was kind of inevitable when you're dealing with like, it's hard to deny that guy wasn't inspired somewhat by the Joker in the previous movie.
Yeah, true.
Or was it in that movie?
Wait.
Did he do the shooting in the second or third movie?
Oh, he did it for the third one.
Yeah, so he was... It's kind of hard to deny that he was inspired by it at least a little bit, mm-hmm. even from the last movie.
Yeah.
And, like... I kind of get it, because there was that huge thing that happened with the last big Joker release, besides Jared Leto, because he's an absolute cuck.
oh my god.
But I don't think it's... I think...
My dog keeps barking.
I think it's hard to avoid the controversy.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, especially the fact that this movie was rated R, too. And, like, everybody was, like, claiming how violent it was and stuff.
Yeah. And, like, you showed me a leak scene before the...
Oh, yeah.
On the... Spoiler on the Murray Show.
Yeah, how about we just give our general thoughts on the movie, spoiler free, and then we can get into spoiler stuff and just free roam the territory.
So
okay, before we get into that, so like, what's your thoughts on the movie as a whole?
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it had its issues in portraying mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's the Joker, and if you're going to try to say that the character in the first place had no ounce of mental illness, then you're absolutely wrong, because there's always been.
Yeah.
That's why he goes to the fucking asylum in every goddamn story.
Yeah, for sure.
but I think it was a good film overall, and beautifully shot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Long build up, but I think the build up really made the payoff all that better. Kind of like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, or Was it Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? That Quentin Tarantino movie?
The one that just came out recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, where like the build up is so slow and methodical, and then when you get to the payoff, it is just so good.
It feels like a release of some kind.
Yeah, because you build up watching this character go through all of these events, and then bam,
Yeah.
shit goes down.
I definitely enjoyed the build up to the big like event or whatever, but I think I truly do think it's a great movie, and the building up stuff is like great, but for me personally, seeing him at the end, no spoilers yet, seeing what he becomes at the end is just, that's probably my favorite part.
Well, I think it's not really spoilery to say the transformation from Arthur Fleck into the Joker is just
Well, yeah, true.
one of the best pieces of character work that's been in cinema in the longest time.
True. I mean, even Todd Phillips said that the thing behind Joker as like a solo movie was to try to sneak in, quote, actual cinema into mainstream theater so like a wider audience could see it.
Yeah,
So they
and I think
kind
they did that really well.
of, yeah, I think so too. I just think a lot of I when I came out of the theater the first time, I'm like, people are not ready to see this.
I was, when I came out of the theater, I had like mixed feelings about it.
I fully understand that too, though. Continue.
Just 'cause, I don't know, the first like three quarters felt very slow. But like, when I had time to process it, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. The character work and learning to understand everything that he's going through just kind of made that build up worth it.
Yeah, for sure. I honestly do think, though, that without Joaquin Phoenix in the role, I don't think this movie would have worked.
I mean, we could have put the cuck Jared Leto in and see what happens.
Oh, yikes. Oh, God.
No, I agree. He did a great job, even though I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I just really want to say Joaquin Phoenix.
That's so funny though.
Or is
Joaquin
it
Phoenix.
Joaquin?
Huh?
Is it Joaquin Phoenix?
It is Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin
But
Phoenix.
it's Joaquin Phoenix.
You gotta add that. It goes up to
Joaquin.
people? Do you think it goes up to people like interviews? He's like, yeah, it's actually Joaquin Phoenix. Anyway, yeah, but for sure he definitely carries the movie, for sure.
Yeah, both as Arthur and as the Joker in the end.
Yeah, and a thing that I really enjoyed that they decided to do with this version of the character was they gave him this sort of like childlike naivete, however you pronounce it,
Yeah.
which I found was really. It made him very, very sympathetic, but at the same time, it also kind of made him a little sinister.
Yeah, I see that.
And especially when he like goes full circle with his transformation, he felt super sinister to me, like in a different way that Heath Ledger's did.
Yeah. I think there's you can compare the characters all you want because they are meant to be different portrayals of the same character, but they are two very different adaptations and versions
Oh, for sure.
and two different ways of taking the source material completely, because Heath Ledger was very methodical and he thought out everything he was doing and
Yeah, like he was a criminal mastermind in that movie.
but in this one, it's just Arthur Fleck was just kind of this guy going, he just had the fucking worst month of his life.
Yeah. It's cool though too, because
And
in the Killing Joke comic book, you know how they have the whole all it takes is one bad day to turn somebody crazy? What I like about this movie is they made, like, Arthur has, like, so many bad days. And I like that little spin on him.
It's a good way of taking what was put in the source material and working with that. I think there's also a quote in the same comic, trying not to get too spoilery just yet. About how his life is a multiple choice story. And I think that was another quote that really was played around with in this.
In a really subtle way.
Was that a spoiler?
I mean, I feel like light spoilers are fine in this portion, because, I mean, the movie's been out for a little bit, but definitely don't go any more than that.
Yo, you want to hear something fucked?
Sure.
Game theory.
Okay.
film theory. It's his second channel. made a theory video about how the Joker would end. And if, because the ending is open to interpretation, I don't think that's too much to say.
Nah, that's fine.
One of the interpretations was his exact theory.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And it was kind of weird.
That's insane.
Awkward silence.
It wouldn't be an episode of CineSpeak without any awkward silences.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go back to the Heath Ledger comparison, though. So a guy I follow on Instagram posted, like, well, actually, I can't really bring that up because that might, well, I mean, they show, actually, nah, they show it in the trailer. Okay, so there's a shot in the movie where, like, Arthur slash Joker is in a cop car.
Yeah.
And then in The Dark Knight, obviously, there's that, like, there's a similar scene with Heath Ledger's Joker hanging out of a cop car.
Yeah.
And they put those two photos, like, or those two shots, like, side to side. And in my opinion, those two images really capture how different the two Jokers are. Because, like, Joker in Dark Knight is, like we said, criminal mastermind. So he's just, like, enjoying the chaos, like, you know, just reveling in it. Whereas Joaquin's is just kind of, like, since he's so childlike and he's so naive, he just kind of sits there and, like, he starts realizing that all of the chaos is because of him. And I think, I don't know, that's just something I wanted to share.
Yeah, I saw the same post, and I agree 100%. I actually, I've seen another one where they actually put Joaquin in the front seat of the cop car and Heath Ledger in the back.
I saw that one, too.
it's a pretty nice picture.
I know. I need that plastered on my walls.
Yeah, I'd like that. I also, going back to my strange playing card addiction.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking poster that they did with the playing card.
Mm-hmm.
Where half's Arthur, half's Joker.
Yeah.
I really want a deck of playing cards with the backs.
Dude. That'd be sick. That'd be such a missed opportunity if they don't do that.
Yeah, I need to see if it's a thing yet.
You should. I feel like it should be, but...
Hold on, let's Google this. You riff while I Google.
How do you riff? I don't have a guitar, but I'm just... Then, yeah, I'm pursuing a career in stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't know if they would have playing cards for this, because this movie doesn't seem like the kind of movie that they would make merchandise for.
I mean,
I haven't seen any.
It's a huge fucking pull money wise that does not have any playing cards.
Rip. remember when Suicide Squad, like, took over Hot Topic?
Yo, okay. Side story off of your side story.
Yeah.
So fucking, if a movie's not going to do well,
mm-hmm.
they will push the marketing out the ass.
Yeah.
And they'll make anything to try to hype it up and get the opening weekend sales as high as they can be before people start seeing their reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So, fucking, at the time that Suicide Squad was coming out,
yeah,
I had a connection to one of the publicity people at Warner Brothers.
I think you may have told this to me.
Yeah, and it was through my old boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, like, so many posters and pins and cups. And then one day, he just kind of gave it all to me.
Yeah.
So I did a video a little while back about how bad Suicide Squad was really.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fucking had a Naruto headband loaded up with Suicide Squad pins.
Oh.
And my entire background was Suicide Squad posters.
Do you still have them?
The posters or the pins?
Everything.
The answer is yes to both.
Oh my god. Where do you put them all?
I sold a bunch of the pins at the at a garage sale.
Oh, okay.
And the guy walked up and he's like, I'll give you $2 for the entire thing. I was like, sure. He's like, oh, my kids really love Suicide.
God.
And I was like, okay, have a good day.
What fucking number one dad of the year?
My kids love Suicide.
That's terrible. Did he mean Suicide Squad or did he actually mean Suicide?
I hope it was Suicide Squad.
Oof. I hope so too.
I hope his kids just aren't extremely suicidal. He's like, I know you like Suicide.
Oh my god.
So here's these pins.
Keep that man's kids in your thoughts, please.
Hashtag pray for Suicide Kids.
The Suicide Squad kids. Anyway. I guess it'd be alright to get into spoiler territory now for Joker.
Do you want
to
do one podcast spoiler free, like one half spoiler free, one half spoiler heavy, and upload them separately?
Interesting concept.
Should have talked about this beforehand.
Probably, but you know, this podcast is pretty laid back, so.
Yeah.
I guess we can do that. I think that'd be good. Yeah, so that was our spoiler-free episode of Joker.
What was our consensus? Good movie?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Really good movie, great direction from Todd Phillips, surprisingly, cuz the man literally directed the Hangover trilogy.
Well, those are some pretty good movies.
I mean, the first one is. The second one isn't bad. What?
I don't think they're meant to be the best of the best. I think they're just meant to be kind of.
Well, yeah. But I just.
Fun, shitty comedies.
Yeah, but it's just crazy to me that he was able to pull this movie off. Because when he was announced as director, I was like, huh?
Okay, well, look at it like this. That man and Zach Galifianakis alone, those two men brought back fanny packs.
Damn.
I said it, that's a hot take. You can credit them for your fanny packs now, kids.
They need their hands on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like you said, the movie was shot super well. It was written. The writing was like incredible or anything, but it was definitely like super solid.
I mean, the focus was on the character, I think. I don't think the story had to be the strongest, right?
Yeah. A lot of people like really attacked the movie for that though, and I'm just like, can't you just enjoy the character study?
Yeah.
But yeah, totally. And then, yeah, obviously Joaquin was great. I really hope he gets an Oscar. Or at least get nominated. Yeah. At least get nominated.
Yeah. Right now, it's like, I haven't watched too many 2019 movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, him and RDJ are probably two. If I were to be nominating for the Oscars, they'd be in my best actors.
Well, I mean, Marvel, like, I watched an... Have you seen the interview with Downey Jr. about that Oscar thing?
Yeah, where he's just like, no.
Yeah, like, Marvel and Disney were like, yo, do you want us to push a nomination campaign for you for Endgame? And he literally is just like, no, no thanks. I'm just like, huh.
Yo, he's playing Dr. Doolittle now.
He is. Did you watch the trailer?
I haven't yet.
It doesn't look great.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, it looks kind of enjoyable in, like, a sort of, like, eh, fuck it kind of way.
Kind of like Dumbo with Danny DeVito.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, literally.
I didn't see it, but I knew Danny DeVito was in it, and I nutted when I saw him in the trailer, like, he's flying!
Oh my god. I honestly kind of like, I like Dumbo, I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, I'm gonna bring it back around.
What?
For a second.
To what?
Didn't Danny DeVito play the penguin at one point?
He did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Back to Batman. Now you can wrap up this episode so we can get on to the spoiler episode.
Alright, okay. Thanks for listening, you guys. I hope you enjoyed the spoiler-free portion of our Joker discussion. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at CineSpeakPod. And then follow me on Instagram at MarioMunoz.98 because I keep changing my handle. Do you want to plug anything?
I'm on Instagram at Zik Kang.
Beautiful. All right, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the spoiler-filled portion of the episode where we're going to get into the nitty-gritty about the movie.
Spoilers.
Huh?
It's gonna be like a cream pie of spoilers.
Oh god. Okay. Thanks for listening. See ya.